Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, August 16th, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage. Welcome in on another Sunday morning. Happy birthday to our oldest son, Ian. Turns 30 years old today. Cannot believe it. 30 years, man. Congratulations. Your mother and I have not aged a bit. However, you have hit the milestone of 30 years old, the big 030. Congratulations. Super proud of you and your family, your building, and your career. And just couldn't be more proud of you and be proud to be your dad. So love you, buddy. Happy birthday. Going to be hanging out this morning, just talking about life and just enjoying it, just not taking it so seriously. Janet and I were able to get away for a few days and on vacation, believe it or not, and just recharge and re-energize and just fresh perspectives and just recalibration time. So going to share some of that with you, just some thoughts I had, and hopefully it'll be an encouragement for you, and hope you're having a good week, and looking forward to hanging out with you for the next few minutes on Sunday morning. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Again, Romans 12:2. Verse hit me. I was studying after we got back. Jan and I, as I mentioned earlier, I think we went to on vacation this week for a few days, just got away, went down to Orange Beach, had a great time. You know, missed some of the school traffic, but there were still a lot of people there. But just to recharge and recalibrate and just you know, enjoy each other, but also enjoy slowing down and the fast pace of life. We had a sales meeting a couple of weeks ago, and one of the conversations we had was make sure you take time to do the little things, you know, and enjoy life. Don't just kill yourself at work and be consumed with the madness of the world and your to-do list and everything you got to do at work and everywhere else. But enjoy it. And as I was driving home a couple of weeks ago from that sales meeting, I was like, yeah, you know, Mike was right. I need to do that. And, I haven't taken a vacation day since I realized it dawned on me. I haven't taken a vacation day all year long. And, you know, I think there's something to be said about that. I was kind of worn down, worn out, burning the candle at every end, if you will. And so Janet and I decided just to get away and just go to the beach and just stare at the ocean and just recalibrate and recharge. And after I came home, it was interesting. I came across that Romans 12:2 and was just reminded, hey, don't, basically it's telling me, don't get all stressed out. And we all do. I know it's just life. I mean, it's, you got bills, you got jobs, you got family drama, coworker drama, friend drama, whatever it may be. We're all in the rat race. And if we're not careful, we'll get stretched so thin that we're just no good to anything and or anyone calls or anything that we're supposed to be doing. But Romans 12:2 is just a good reminder. Hey, don't be conformed to the pattern. Don't get stuck in that rut that everybody else is in, you know, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think to me that just says get away. Go stare at the ocean. Go stare at the mountains. Go stare at your backyard. You know, that's something I've been focusing on. I've talked about on here last couple of years is just, you know, go sit on the back porch for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just talk to God. Just pray. Just no phone, no computer, no body. Maybe the dogs. I mean, what's a dog going to do? Just sit there and let you pet it. But no, seriously. I mean, just if anything you can get, but just to be blessed to be able to get away with my bride. And by the way, of 25 years, we hit our 25th anniversary last year. She's been putting up with me for that long. So, you know, if you can't stand me on the Sunday morning program, then you can pray for my wife because she's been putting up with me for 25 years. So God bless her. And the time that we had together was just fantastic. And she also just retired. So stepping away from a 30-year nursing career. And I think I said something about that last week, but it's pretty cool just to see her just being able to step back. She's always been a hero, been super mom and hard worker our whole marriage. But, you know, just blessed where maybe she can step back and take a few days off and hopefully the rest of her career off just enjoy being mom and being able to go visit our boys and hang out with them and do the fun stuff. And so anyway, nice to get away with her and just relax and go, hey, you know, why do we get so busy? And I want y'all to know, if you're like me, I was sitting in that chair on the beach that first Saturday afternoon. We got down there about 4 o'clock on the beach by 5 and sat till sunset, and y'all, I almost had the shakes. It was like I just couldn't sit still, but I forced myself to. And anyway, it was good to get away and transform that, you know, have that transformation of the renewing of our minds, and just to be able to slow down and go, hey, whew, just breathe. It's okay. Because you know what? Every bit of it with work or family or whatever, it's going to be there when we get back. It really is. So if you're going through that, if you're stressed, just be encouraged today. If you're hearing my voice, don't be stressed. Just step away. Take a day off. Take a week off. Go take an afternoon off. It doesn't matter. Just go enjoy life. Go spend some time with your children or your spouse or whoever it may be. Go do something you want to do and just, you know, quit taking life so seriously for every single day, 24/7. Step away, have some fun, and just be encouraged. Jesus loves you. It was really funny sitting on the beach earlier this week, but laughing with my wife because she could tell that I was having trouble relaxing. You know, this first day or two for me is hard. And if I go down on a Saturday or a Sunday to the beach and just sit and try to relax, it usually takes me until about Wednesday to get relaxed because usually, you know, I'm chasing the kids, throwing the football, the frisbee, out in the water, swimming, wearing myself out, trying to entertain. But this time it was just Janet and I, and we just kind of wanted to hang out and just sit on the beach. And y'all, we did that. I mean, Saturday afternoon for a few hours, and then all day Sunday, all day Monday, all day Tuesday, and most of the day Wednesday. And then we drove on Wednesday evening. And you know what? About Tuesday morning at about 10 o'clock, it just clicked. I heard the ocean. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was when I heard the ocean in my soul. You know, there was tons of people going up and down the beach, but I just had not been able to slow down from Saturday until Tuesday morning about 10 a.m. And all of a sudden, I just went, I heard that ocean roaring and I could just feel it in my soul. And I was like, okay, there it is. I'm relaxed. So I was so thankful to have that experience and just be able to slow down and catch it. But it took me a few days and kind of telling myself, but we were sitting there, I guess it was Sunday, midday, something like that. And there were families and a lot of grandparents around with grandchildren, also their kids. But, you know, we kind of realized, hey, those big family trips, you know, when the grandparents are there and the parents and the grandchildren, a lot of times everybody comes down, big family gets set up, and then moms and dads, that middle generation, they kind of slide out. They go back and they run errands or go to fix lunch or whatever. But a lot of times it was just the grandparents and the grandchildren out there chasing each other in the ocean. And it was really cool just to sit back and see those family dynamics. And, you know, if you're a people watcher, it's just a great place to be, is the beach, anywhere down on the Gulf Coast. And had a lot of fun. A lot of Missourians down there, too, this time. It was kind of, I've never really seen that. Not that they're not welcome, but I just thought that was interesting. So a lot of people are finding out about the Gulf Coast and coming down to relax and get away. But Janet was laughing because I was sitting there looking at families and, you know, making comments or whatever. And I said, well, you know, he needs to do that. You know, he's chasing a kid. There's one back up here on the beach, and or that one's whining over there, and they need to, you know. And Janet looked at me and she goes, oh, do you have your insurance card? And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, you better make sure that guy does. And I said, what are you talking about? And she was having fun with me because, you know, the commercial, I think it's Progressive, says, you know, don't turn into your parents and you're trying to give people advice or say the right thing or just too much at the grocery store clerk or somebody sitting on the beach. And so I kind of had a chuckle with that. And, you know, it's true. I mean, those commercials are funny and everybody thinks, who would be that? But my generation, me specifically, right then and there, it was pretty funny. But anyway, if you can identify with that, hopefully you get a laugh out of it. If not, you're probably thinking, who is this guy and what's he talking about? But anyway, moral of the story, get away, go enjoy something that you like to do, and just take a breath, everybody. It's summertime. It is hot. By the way, I know wherever you are, but in Sylacauga, Alabama today, the heat index is around 108, I believe. So stay cool out there, stay inside, drink plenty of water, watch your, you know, pets, old people, young people, you know, and, you know, just keep an eye on each other. Had that opportunity this week with a coworker, one of my guys, Daniel. He was out there working, one of our techs on the road, and man, I couldn't get a hold of him for a couple, 2-3 hours, and I started calling, just check on people. So don't be afraid to check on somebody. It means a lot to them, and hey, we just want to make sure everybody's doing okay out there. But stay cool, everybody. Take solace. Fall is hopefully coming right around the corner. More importantly, football season is like 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away. So that's when the stress goes away, I think, in this country. But we'll talk more about that here on the other side, Sunday morning. So one of the deep thoughts that I had this week while I stared at the ocean for 4.5 days, which not rubbing it in, but y'all, it was just nice. I just, if you're a beach person, you know what I'm talking about. And listen, when I say we sat on the beach, like we just sat on the beach and just got bored and just took some time to think and just renew our minds, as we were talking about in one of the earlier segments. Always for the Bible verse when it matches a vacation down to the Gulf Coast. I like that. But anyway, one of the thoughts I was thinking about was how stressed I was. Like, why am I so worked up? I know we all get busy in the rat race and business and chasing numbers and making sure we're hitting everything we're supposed to do as a salesperson and just have a lot of plates spinning. But sometimes you can just overwork yourself and be overextended. And but also this time of year, it's just everybody's hot, man. It's been hot. The heat index has been, I feel like this year, hotter than it's been in a long time. Maybe not a long time, but in a few years. And everybody's cranky, you know, as I see customers calling a lot of fab shops, a lot of welding, a lot of grinding, a lot of machining, just hot industry. And everybody's always ticked off the last few weeks, you know. It's just, I think everybody's just that culmination of it's summertime, it's hot, and it's just, man, everybody's stressed, and that just adds to the burden. And then if somebody else is upset or stressed, and then that you are, then it just kind of even makes it worse for everybody. So saying all that to say is, here in a few weeks, college football kicks off. And one of the things I was thinking about, and I've really noticed this over the last several years, maybe I'm getting older, not sure what it is, but when college football kicks off, it's like everybody's stress level goes down by like 40%. I mean, it's just like, whew, man, we've got something to look forward to. And look, if you don't like football, that's okay. But I think like 98% of the people in the Southeast like college football or tolerate or watch it. And there's something about it. It's just that escape. It's that, all right, I don't have to focus on politics. I don't have to focus on drama. I don't have to focus on social media. Well, I mean, maybe like political social media, because I know there's sports, live tweets and all that kind of stuff. So, but there's just something about it. And look, I'm an Auburn guy, so the last 5 years have been just tough. I mean, if you're an Auburn fan and you're still hanging in there, God bless you. We're either stupid or crazy or just dedicated, and probably a little bit all three. But if you know what I'm talking about, if your team's been great, good for you. You always enjoy football. But even as an Auburn fan the last 5 years, even though we've been bad, and most of the last 5 years we've kind of thought maybe we were going to be bad going into the year, and it just, you still enjoyed it. You still got that escape, and you still got that, well, at least I can watch some other ball games and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, hold tight, everybody. If you're stressed, if you're worn out, A, take a vacation, and also take solace. College football is right around the corner, and I can't wait. And by the way, Auburn Tigers, I think they've got a good coach, Alex Golish. You know, I've been reading the stuff. I've been seeing what they're doing. Proof's in the pudding. It's fool's gold at Auburn. Always has been my whole life. I think we're going to win it every year, regardless of what it looks like going into the season. But I got a feeling about this guy. He's got a very cool story. Check him out. He's got a great offense, offensive mind, at least everywhere he's been so far. And I think this year, Auburn fans, we just might have something to cheer about. We'll find out. Time will tell. You can hold me accountable to that. But write it down. August 16th, 2026. I think we might have something here in Alex Golish and the future of Auburn football. So War Eagle, everybody. Happy Sunday. You know, something else I was reflecting on this week down in Orange Beach, again, not to rub it in, but just sat on the beach for a few days and just with my bride and just got bored, watched the seagulls, watched the sand, watched the people going by, enjoyed the ocean. We got out there and swam a lot and just got probably a little too much sun. We didn't get burned. You know, we got burned a little bit, but no blistering or sun poison or any of that kind of stuff. And anyway, something I was just thinking about, you know, as we were standing out in that ocean, I guess it was Sunday afternoon, just looking down, if you hit the water, if you could see it just right, there was just these fish, these probably foot-long fish, and they just kept swimming like they were our fence. Like everywhere we moved, they would stay right ahead of us. And they were going parallel with the shore. And they were just, it was like they were just a stream of fish. And they kept going and they kept going and they kept going. And every time I looked down for like 30 minutes, these fish were just out there swimming right by us. And I was like blown away by that. And then the other thing that really struck me is I was sitting there in the pelicans. Haven't seen pelicans down there in a while. Usually I see the seagulls and all that. But man, I was seeing flocks of of pelicans flying over and just gliding, you know, when they get like a foot over the ocean and it's just smooth out there, man, they're just gliding. And I was like, man, how cool is that? And it's just fun to just step back and, you know, just see nature and just watch these animals, the fish and the birds and, you know, kind of thankfully no sharks. We did see some dolphins one morning, I guess it was. I was setting up beach chairs and, man, about 30 yards out, there's a few dolphins out there playing around, but thankfully no sharks and didn't get pinched by any crabs. But nonetheless, just observing God's creation and going, you know what, if he's provided for these animals, you know, it's in the Bible, it's scriptural. Why don't you know he's going to provide for you? Don't I know he's going to provide for me? Why do I get worried? Why do I get stressed? I mean, you know, I mean, these birds, these fish, these animals, we all, man, if we just sit back and relax and enjoy our place in this universe and in this world and just have a relationship with the Lord and just say, God, where do you want me? What do you mean? He's going to take care of you. He is. There's no doubt in my mind. And he's done that my whole life. And it was just refreshing to be reminded of that. And the other thing I want to mention is just, man, every time, I remember being a kid, and man, my mom would always tell me, she would say, when you pick up a handful of sand, man, God knows every single one of those grains of sand. He knows every one of them. He knows every hair on your head. And that's just like mind-blowing. I mean, when you really think about it, like when I pick up sand and just open it up a little bit where I've got my hand kind of cupped, and I'm looking at all those grains of sand, how many? I mean, there's no way to even know. I mean, but God knows every single grain. He created it all. And it's incomprehensible to my simple mind. Maybe it is to yours as well. I don't know. Maybe you do understand it, but I just think it's so cool because that creator, that super omni, all everything, God creator of the universe, he knows it all. He loves us all. And all he wants is a relationship with you. So if you're running from him, don't. Just trust him. Just pray to him. Just talk to him. Say, God, what do you want? I mean, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And how does this all work? And I prayed a lot of those prayers in my life. And you know what? He answers them. But be ready because it's going to be a challenge. It's not always going to be easy, but man, he's going to bless you. And he's going to take care of you just the same way he does the fish in the ocean and the birds in the air. Keep on keeping on, everybody. I'll see you on the other side. So kind of following up on the second part of Romans 12:2, where it says, you know, when we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, when we go on that vacation, when we get away, when we recharge, we recalibrate, we realize, hey, enjoy the pelicans, enjoy the fish swimming by you, enjoy the grains of sand in your hand. And why do we do that? The second part of that verse is, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So basically it's saying, get rid of all that clutter, go recalibrate so that you'll understand what God's plan is for your life. Y'all, he's got a plan for you. And, you know, sometimes we follow it, sometimes we don't. I can't get into that debate of, you know, does God know? I mean, yeah, I believe we have free will, but like his perfect and pleasing will, I'll never do it 100% of the time. But when my mind is renewed, when I'm not stressed, when I'm okay, I can relax for a few days. I can take a deep breath. Man, my mind's going to be renewed, and I'm going to be able to focus on the things that God wants me to do, and I'm going to be more in line with his will and what he wants me to do and where he wants me to be. And that's the encouragement in Romans 12:2. It's basically saying how, you know, it's I know it's word for word in scripture. We read it earlier, but basically saying just step back for a second. Renew your mind. If you're stressed out, take a day off. Take a week off. Get out of the office. Get out of that stressful situation for a minute. And just think. And just recalibrate. And spend some time with him. And then you will know where it is you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. So if you're stressed, if you're not, either way, man, take a day off anyway. Look, I get a few weeks vacation. 3 weeks I get every week. And it's pretty sad. But here we are mid-August. And I just took my first week or first couple of days. And, you know, when you're busy, it's good and, you know, making a good living and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, enjoy life. As what Mike told us a couple of weeks ago at our sales meeting, just get out. Go to your daughter's dance recital, your son's football practice. Take an afternoon off. Take your wife to lunch or breakfast or give her the whole day. But just stop and smell the roses and remember your why. You know, we try to focus on that at our company and That's something that's been our theme of the year. Just remember your why. Why do you do what you do? When you get up in the morning, your feet hit the floor. Is it for a dollar? Is it for the glamour? Is it for the encourage? I mean, what is it? I like to encourage people. I like to make a living too. I like to talk. I like to have fun, and I like to just be around people. That's my why. And just letting people know that Jesus loves them. So wherever you are right now, if you're hearing my voice, you don't know that, I want you to know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. Keep on keeping on and trust him, everybody. So really cool. I appreciate everybody being with us today. It just kind of worked out. I was actually supposed to have an interview in-house today, and it didn't happen, but that's okay. Life happens, and man, sometimes you just got to adjust on the fly, but man, I think it was really cool just to be able to sit back and reflect on my vacation, and maybe it's therapy or whatever, but I hope you enjoyed some of that, and maybe it gave you a little fresh perspective on where you are and where you need to go and maybe get away for a few days. And look, I'm not your boss. I'm not a minister. I'm not anything. I'm just a guy sharing his heart each and every week on here and trying to encourage and, man, share the tough stuff with you and the fun stuff and the, you know, the relaxing stuff and getting away and spending a few days. So if it helps you, if it encourages you, or if it puts a smile on your face, I'm just honored that I can be a part of it in some way, shape, or form. And anyway, just super cool to be able to come on here again. I had plans to have somebody on here, but it didn't work out. And it's okay because I actually had some technical difficulties earlier, so it probably been a roadblock anyway. But man, God's timing is everything. And we're not going to dwell on it. We're just going to go, okay, man, my buddy's going to be back in a few weeks. We'll get him on the schedule. Got a couple of cool interviews coming up. Going to have a gentleman on next week from YBL, the Young Business Leaders and Organization Ministry up in Birmingham, Alabama. And Rob, you're going to have some fun with Rob next week and listening to what he's doing and the programs they're building and what they're doing to impact the community of Birmingham and surrounding areas. And then a couple of weeks, a good friend of mine is going to be on, George. And then in 3 weeks, looking forward to it. I got another guest. I'm going to save that name right now, but it's going to be fun. We're going to talk, man, just ministry and football. I'll be getting there right there at the beginning of college football. And so, man, flying here, we got some interviews coming up. It's going to be fun, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, turn it off, as my dad says. But anyway, hopefully you do, and hopefully you're encouraged. And man, I'm just going to be praying for the listening audience out there this week as a group that, man, you guys all just hang in there. Everybody will not be so stressed. Everybody stay cool this week. Again, I know, look, it's not going to let go. It's only August. It is hot, hot, hot. And we probably, unfortunately, have another 4 or 5 weeks of this, of the hot, hot, or potential of it. And but again, take solace. The fall's coming, and there ain't no better place in the fall is Alabama. I'm just telling you, it's great. Football's here. You're starting to get ready to think about chili and fire pits and all that, but not quite yet because it's still August. But stay cool, everybody out there. Glad you were here. Glad you had a good time. And look, give me some feedback. We've got an idea. We're going to be doing some call-in stuff here before too long, and that's going to be kind of fun. And looking forward to that. Just to have some more interactive stuff going on. But always love to hear your feedback at the Radio Alabama Facebook page. Check us out and let us know what you think. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm Shaw Gage. It has been a pleasure this Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.